Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander, less Leanne this morning. But I have a special guest with me, Jim Nash from the working with Leanne. We met him, and he's going to talk about a couple of odd different things. Not odd, but not financial this morning, per se, that people would have normally. But we're going to talk about, giving money away, using other people's money to help people. Jim, welcome.
Thank you.
There's a couple things coming up that we want to talk about first. The St. Andrews Foundation is having a meeting in October, and I honestly don't remember the date. Do you remember the date?
I do have it, and we'll be publishing it and putting it on the air soon, but I think it is the 9th of October at Lake Elmo Center, and we're looking forward to making it available to any and all people who have either wills or living wills that they are not quite comfortable with or don't have at all.
And we're going to cover estate planning.
Yes.
Going to cover wills, going to cover trusts, health care directives, powers of attorney. If any of those things are of interest to you or you think you want to know more, kind of set some time aside in October, and it's going to be at the Lake Elmo Inn, not the restaurant, but their meeting room.
Yes.
And there's going to be someone there also to help. If you want to get some powers of attorney or something, there's going to be a person there that can witness that for you, correct?
Correct. We'll have two CPAs who are versed in this and can help you answer all those questions that you keep putting off.
That is unfortunately very, very true. Most people, it isn't something that you too exciting, so you don't want to do it. But, okay, with that, Leanne and I will be telling more about that and the dates, and then the radio station here is going to be advertising some of that. And so block some time off in October because that will be very, very well worth your time to spend doing that. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the Resource Center at the St. Andrew's Church. Jim, give us a little bit of background of that. You were very, very involved in setting that up.
Thank you, Gar. Yes, I was. And as a long-term member of St. Andrew's, we have always worked in the community where there was needs. And at a point in time, we decided that we had to do more. And that has evolved into an unbelievably successful program. I think last year we provided shelter for some 60 homes, families that had no homes. And it's mushroomed. It struck a nerve in people who want to pay it forward, if you will, and see the need and respond with support. We have unbelievable volunteers. We have a joint venture with a former Catholic organization where we have housing, and yet we're still short. On any given winter week, we have to turn people away. But in the meantime, we're growing each and every week and every month, and it's become a remarkably effective part of our church service.
I participated in one of those weekend deals, and I I didn't realize how important it was. The Catholic Church that he was talking about is Guardian Angels, and they support a family. It's a family shelter. And I was over there one evening with a lady, and I helped serve supper. Dinner, I suppose I technically should say now. Supper was for we old farm boys. But it was just amazing to have the ability to spend some time with these families that didn't have homes, and help them, And this is becoming a very, very big part of the church.
It is, and unfortunately it has been for some time, but not come to the attention of everybody that probably could do something about it. And as I said before, it strikes such a positive nerve in our congregation and in the community that people are doing everything they can to help us grow, and we're still behind the curve, but we're working to expand that, find more residents that we can use during the cold winter months. Beyond that, we take families. We put the parents through retraining, if you will, to get them back into the job market. We spend long periods of time with the families. This is not a one-night shelter. This is
long-term.
Several weeks, yes.
Yes.
And we want to make sure they have residence, school, food, and jobs. So that's how our program works. It doesn't... we don't bring in one door and put you out the other.
Well, the interesting thing that I found out was the lady that I worked with to help serve the supper that night was not a member of either of the churches.
That's right.
She came in as a volunteer and was working, and she had spent the weekend prior spending an evening there as a chaperone, I suppose you would say. And she was so got so excited about this that she said, "I want to do more." And we talked about that. This was my first foray into this, and but she was doing her second one in less than a week. Now let's talk a little bit. Before I go there, sometime in the next month to month and a half, we're going to have Pastor Sarah from our church on talking about this in depth.
Yes,
and she will give us statistics and how many people they've been able to help. I don't have them, and I'm sure Jim doesn't have them either. It's not that important, but it's a tremendous amount of assistance that's being passed out to the community. And then she said, I remember one time somebody got up and said that we had to turn away 70% of the people last year. We just didn't have the money or the facilities to help them.
That is correct, and sadly so. And when you look at a community such as ours, you'd say, well, how can that happen?
Yeah, it's a rich area out
well,
here.
Well, rich is an overused word.
Oh, I understand that,
yeah.
Yes.
But I think what you'll find at St. Andrews is that our faith statement is that we built our church so that we can give it away.
That has been that's a statement that our ministers use all the time.
It is, and we're serious about it. We give ourselves away in love, food, shelter, and whatever else we can. We've been known to try to find working mothers, transportation, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a marvelous program, and once you come and visit, you're hooked, and that's a positive hook.
That is always something that people need to do, is to go up there. St. Andrews in Montemedi, and at least look at the program. See what's there. Find out what's available. There's always people, you know, you think about people who've had jobs for 25, 30 years, and all of a sudden they lose their job, or they can't make their home payment, or their car is gone for whatever reason. They need help. And that's where the foundation is able to step in and help.
And when you talk to any of these people in any depth, you'll find that they have been long-term, productive, tax-paying, good Christian citizens, and all of a sudden this fell on them. And it just is amazing how it happens. But you can almost track how it does happen in our economy, so people don't plan for the worst. And when it hits them, it's hard.
And there's nothing. Sometimes there's nothing they can do.
Nothing.
A couple of stories that I've heard Sarah talk about is people come in tears, like, "What do I do? Where am I going to go?" And so, this is available. And this is the whole reason for this discussion today with Jim and with Pastor Sarah in a couple of weeks or three, whenever I can get her in here, is to let people know what is available. This resource center is available. And there are a lot of people who have a great need out there that we're trying to help.
Yeah, and I think if you want to just look at this in a different perspective, every Thursday night at St. Andrews in our Great Hall, we provide a free community dinner. And my wife and I have been involved in it since we started it. And there's always 125 to 200 people there, and you know they're there for the food. So it's a remarkable thing. If you're in the area, think of Thursday night, come and have a meal with us and see how well things work. It's two parts all you can eat and one part faith, and it works very well.
And the food is, Leanne and I have been there a couple times, and the food's pretty good.
It's very good.
And especially because it's free.
And it's almost all volunteered by local residents and restaurants. It's amazing how little it costs to feed that many people, and we do it every week. We have a staff that is there at no cost. We work until we're done. We clean the tables and get it ready for the next week.
The next week. So I guess the whole purpose of this little discussion this morning is if you would like to have some time, if you have some time that you'd like to spend helping people, St. Andrews would love to have you, whether you're Lutheran or Catholic or Methodist or Presbyterian. It doesn't make any difference. The community outreach here goes to everybody. If you walk in the door and need help, you're going to get help. There is no limitations. And that's I find it's very interesting that the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church here are assisting each other, providing this. When I was growing up, that would have never, ever, ever happened. And now we're working together, and I think it's great. It's totally different than 50, 60 years ago when I was a kid.
I think the hierarchy has slipped out of the faiths, and I think that's wonderful. You won't see the name Lutheran on our church, and most Catholic churches, you can tell they're Catholic because of how they're built. But by and large, we're coming together as a community, and I think that people are starting to recognize that you don't wait for somebody to ask for something. You seek out people who are in need, and that's what makes the difference.
That's right. So, again, I'm going to say if you've got some time, you could volunteer. St. Andrews has got a tremendous program. They'd love to have you come up and assist doing some of these things. And there's lots of things they can do. There's babysitting. There's meal preparation. They have an entire clothing department. Always looking for clothes.
Shoes.
Shoes. Everything. Because there's people in need. And one of the things I found kind of interesting is when somebody is looking for a job, they dress them up.
We do.
Spiff them up a little bit and say, put this sport jacket on and put this pair of slacks on, this pair of shoes, and go in there and look like you're ready to go to work.
And we'll take them to the appointment.
So it's really a fantastic program. And so it the more I see it, the more impressed I am that this program is available in this area. And like I said, you don't really think about this area as being in big need, but there is a big need. It's not the inner city. We're drawing rapidly to a close. Jim, I really appreciate you coming in to talk with us this morning. Give us a little insight, a little background. And like I said, if you've got some interest, St. Andrews and Guardian Angels is always looking for assistance. And there's lots of things you can do. May not fit your total involvement, but you can help. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
My pleasure.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.